Atoms that have an equal number of protons and electrons are said to be neutral. This is because in a neutral atom, the total negative charge is equal to the total positive charge, so the two cancel each other out. However, atoms and other polyatomic objects or particles can gain or lose electrons, and this is what causes them to become charged atoms or charged particles or charged objects. So when an object loses electrons, they're essentially losing some quantity of negative charge, therefore they become positively charged. On the other hand, when an atom gains electrons, they are essentially gaining more negative charge and they become negatively charged. So charged objects have distinct properties that are governed by a series of laws. One of these laws is the law of conservation of charge. So this is similar to the law of conservation of energy that we've already been introduced to, in that charge can be transferred between objects in a system, but it cannot be created or destroyed. This means that the total net charge of a system remains constant. So if you have two particles in your system and one loses an electron to the other particle, the total net charge is the same, even though one object is now positively charged and one is now negatively charged. The other law of electric charge that you have experienced in your own day-to-day life is the law of electric charge, which states that like charges repel each other and unlike charges attract each other. This means that if you bring two negatively charged objects towards each other, they will repel or push away from each other. Whereas if you bring one positively charged and one negatively charged objects close to each other, they'll be attracted or they will move towards each other. And these repulsive and attractive forces or effects are governed by a series of forces, which we'll learn about next.